Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The loved ones of people struggling with addiction are often told they need to take a tough love approach to stop the abuse. Now, some local addiction experts are questioning that thinking. They say friends and family can play a different role in helping people into recovery. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports.
Close to one-third of all adults in the U.S. say someone in their family has been addicted to opioids. Ken Feldstein is among them. His son, Brendan, was in college when another parent called and said this.
Kenny, I don't know if you realize this or know this, but Brendan is really struggling with heroin. And I was, like, floored.
Ken is sitting outside a coffee shop in southeastern Massachusetts. He recalls the years of looking for help for Brendan in about 24 treatment programs and sober homes, and always feeling alone.
We felt we couldn't, you know, talk to neighbors or friends about it. The stigma is so, so strong.
He and his now late wife, Barbara, went to peer support groups. While that helped, Ken says the advice was clear. Distance yourself from your loved one or your enabling. And that, he was told, would be almost like putting the syringe in his child's arm.
So, big gulp of that Kool-Aid. And it sounded very reasonable because nothing we were doing was working.
Ken says they opted for the so-called tough love approach, and they didn't allow Brendan to come home. Ken was anxious.
He didn't get any better when we made the decision to not let him stay at the house. And he could have died.
Ken didn't want to take the risk and welcomed Brendan back into the family.
So I landed on love. I still feel that love wins.
I'll never forget the look on his face. It was just a mixture of love and sadness.
Brendan noticed the shift.
Of all the experiences that I had in trying to get sober and failing, that stayed with me.
Even though research has shown that human connection is key in helping overcome addiction, loved ones are not often included in treatment, and there is little support for them during or afterward. For Brendan, treatment was just a short break.
You know, did it give me a bed and food, and was that helpful in a survival sense? Yes. Did the experience help me remain sober? I think I used the day I got out.
That pattern was about to change. Brendan was in yet another treatment program for just a few weeks when his mom entered hospice care with breast cancer. The program's rules were if he left for any reason, he could not return. But Brendan did go to help care for his dying mother.
I ended up carrying my mother in my arms like a child up the stairs. It was a sort of literal and figurative moment of strength for me. You know, my mother who once carried me, I am now carrying and caring for.
Brendan truly realized he had reached a turning point when he opened the fridge and saw his mom's liquid morphine.
At the time I was alone, I held it there for a bit.
But he put it back.
I decided in that moment, never again, not doing it anymore. You've caused enough hurt. It's time to step up and give this family, you know, a reason to hang on.
Brendan hasn't used drugs in the almost decade since. The support of his family and a strong 12-step fellowship, he says, were key to his recovery. Some addiction clinicians are encouraging providers to lean on so-called social supports like families.
I want to move us away from a historical and incorrect assumption that family members are the root cause of addiction or that they are responsible for perpetuating the disorder.
That's Alicia Ventura with Boston Medical Center in a virtual training for addiction professionals. She's trained thousands of providers, encouraging them to work with loved ones and avoid using labels like codependent. Ventura says with the deadly opioid fentanyl permeating the drug supply, treatment needs to evolve.
We need to start trying new things. And part of that really is going to be improving their interactions with their families and taking advantage of these people who innately love them and want to care for them.
Some addiction experts worry, though, that loved ones already shoulder a lot and their health is at risk. And they say many people don't stop using substances unless they face consequences. Ken Feldstein says it shouldn't be one approach versus another, and each family needs to do what works best for them.
You got to be able to do the thing that you do best as a parent, and that is love your children. Now, whatever form that takes, I don't think that's enabling. I think that's doing what comes naturally to us as parents.
Because, he says, there's no one way to achieve recovery, and for most people, even his son Brendan, it's a complex, individual, mysterious journey. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.